This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, Episode 2.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Welcome back to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Today on the podcast, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have a debate between two of our creative writing students about whether writer's block exist or it does not exist. Is it real or is it fake? So please welcome to the podcast Dylan Johnson and Ed Verkin. Dylan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name's Dylan Johnson. I'm a senior here at Port Clinton High School, and I'm not really involved in anything here. So,
aren't you the president of DECA?
Yes, I am the president of our DECA chapter.
Okay. All right, Ed, a little bit about yourself.
My name's Edward Verkin. I'm a senior, and I'm in touch of class, and I do the vocal percussion.
Can we hear a little bit?
I suppose.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ed. You actually hear that on the intro and closing to our podcast here. So, all right. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen. Obviously, in creative writing, we do a little bit of writing. And one thing we've discussed this year is writer's block. In fact, one of the students on the podcast here has actually kind of used writer's block as an excuse a time or two for not getting his writing done. So it led us to a little bit of a debate about whether this is actually real or is not real. So Dylan is going to argue that writer's block is in fact real, and Ed on the other side is going to argue that it is fake. It does not exist. So Dylan, let's get started with you and your argument. Why is writer's block a real thing?
Writer's block, or it's also called writer's anxiety, is a real thing because seeing the blank page and just not knowing really where to go, it's not more of a like physical thing. It's not really something that you could like prescribe. It's more of a mental thing. It's basically just like the procrastination of not writing.
Okay. Ed, what do you have to say?
Well, I can agree that it is a mental thing. It's a form of it's an excuse. It's an excuse not to write, in which if you can just tell yourself, just write whatever, it doesn't matter if it's good or not, it's a good way to continue to write. That's what I do whenever I can't think of anything to write. I'll just write the first thing that comes to my mind, regardless if it's good content or not.
All right, Dylan, Ed says it's just an excuse. How do you respond to that?
I think he had some good points in there where like how he copes with it by just trying to write through it. But other people just simply can't do that because the anxiety that they face while trying to write, it's something that they're trying to make sure that their writing is good. Like how he said, he doesn't really care if it's good content or not. Other people are very meticulous about their work. So it basically varies person to person whether on how bad the writer's block is.
All right. That's a good counterpoint. Ed, he says it's person to person. It varies for you. You look at it as an excuse, but somebody might actually really, truly mentally be struggling to come up with any words. How do you respond to that?
Well, if somebody is struggling extremely, like very bad with it, and they can't think of anything to write, they should try to come to agreement with themselves that it is okay if they're not being able to write, that it's better to write something that isn't good than nothing at all. So you can always go back too and erase it and go back and write it again whenever you're feeling more clear in the mind, and you'll have a small base point for what you were trying to write about.
Good point. Dylan, do you agree with his point that it's better to write something than nothing at all?
I do agree with that. And I personally have written probably a paragraph or two and then tried going back and expanding on it, because it is also a very good method to help out with writer's block. And that is a very good point, in my opinion.
Okay. Ed, sounds like you won that point. famous authors, I know people have discussed it. Did either of you come across anybody that has claimed writer's block is real or fake that's a famous person?
I think we both can agree that the author of the Harry Potter series,
J.K. Rowling,
yeah, that she has that problem, but I don't know anybody else. I couldn't find anybody.
There's a lot of, if you look up like singer-songwriters when they're writing songs, claim writer's block quite a bit. But again, there's a lot of people that argue against it. I think Stephen King's one of them, who we've talked about a lot. Stephen King is somebody, I think, who says it's more of an excuse because just he doesn't believe that the quality of language that comes initially out of you means anything. He thinks you should just write instead of sitting there.
I think the reason why J.K. Rowling probably struggles a lot is because she does write a lot of like fantasy books like Harry Potter. And having to come up with a lot of things that she has come up with for Harry Potter is probably more the struggle than actually putting it like into words on paper. I think it's more of the, you know, creating all of the background story for everything.
Wouldn't fantasy be one of the easier things to write, though, because it is fantasy and you can really take it in any direction that you want to go? There's no, like to me, writing a research paper is harder because there is a benchmark. Like, there's things you have to do to get the grade you want to get. If you're writing a fantasy book or a fantasy short story, anything can happen. I mean, you could throw something crazy in there. It doesn't matter. It's not going to hurt your grade or anything like that. Isn't that easier? Wouldn't writer's block be more of an excuse?
My point on that is that with a research paper, you have like things that you can go out and see in the real world and put in your paper. So it's easier than having to actually come up with things on the spot like it would be fantasy, because some people really just aren't creative people and can't come up with things on the spot compared to actually writing a factual research paper.
Okay. Sounds like that might be a problem with poetry as well. Okay. All right, Ed, final point here.
Well, I can agree with him saying that fantasy would be harder in an aspect that you have to create said thing. It's the fact that you're making it, though, is like what I find would be easier, because you're making up all like the phrases, like the stuff that's in there. So like for Harry Potter, like as an example, like all the spells and stuff that are in there, I don't know how many there actually are, but all they have to do is they would have to think of a phrase and then that's the spell. Like, it's, I feel like it, people want to make it so complicated because it would help their side, per se. I don't know how to explain that exactly, but I just feel like for fantasy, from my point of view, is it would be way easier because you're making everything up instead of having to go through like something real and find out all the like the science and stuff behind whatever you're doing your stuff about.
Sounds like you think overthinking is kind of what you think it is. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. That was a good debate. We appreciate you having you on here. Next time we'll see you again on the Novice Novelist podcast. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelist.